The International Criminal Court in The Hague was founded 13 years ago to prosecute those who commit war crimes, especially the crime of abducting and conscripting children as soldiers. But for the first time in that court's history, a man is going on trial who was once a victim of that same crime. NPR's Gregory Warner reports on the complicated case of Dominic Ongwen.
There's an account by his younger sister that describes him as a shy boy, eager to please. He used to make crafts and sell them to pay his own school fees. But not much is known about this period in the life of Dominic Ongwen before he was abducted at age 10 by the Lord's Resistance Army. That's when his new life began, deep in the Ugandan forest under the psychopathic rebel leader Joseph Kony. Any child who was caught trying to escape the forest would likely have been beaten to death by the other children, Ongwen no exception.
He would have certainly been involved in the beating, if not death, of others, particularly younger children.
Ledi Otsakaj has been studying the LRA for close to a decade. He's interviewed dozens of former child soldiers about their experience. Kony, he says, was a cult leader claiming spiritual powers, and violence was the currency of survival.
And the ability to not only inflict, but also withstand violence.
Ongwen grew up in the image of his oppressors. As a teenager, he allegedly became a fearless leader of raiding parties, abducting more children, and subjecting them to initiations as cruel as his own. Joseph Kony promoted him higher than anyone abducted into the ranks. Paul Ronan runs a think tank called Resolve that studies the LRA.
Kony was able to hold him up as a shining example of what you could achieve if you stayed in the LRA and followed his orders.
But in the end, it was this favored status and the widely circulated legend of his notorious rise that earned Dominic Ongwen an indictment in 2005 by the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court had been created to prosecute those who abduct children as fighters, but only a handful of top LRA commanders, besides Joseph Kony himself, were indicted. Ongwen was the only one on that short list who'd been a child soldier himself.
This is the point that many people in northern Uganda bring up, which is to say that the Ugandan government failed in protecting our kids, including Ongwen,
who were then instructed in the doctrine of the LRA.
And then he had to either follow those rules and survive, or frankly, die. So to a certain extent, we're holding him responsible for being alive, particularly if you understand the story of people who are not here anymore because they either refused or were unable to perform the same way Ongwen did.
Now, the details of these tough choices will almost certainly be part of Ongwen's defense when his trial begins later this year. 35-year-old Ongwen was turned over to U.S. custody this month. Conflicting reports say he either surrendered or was captured by another rebel group. But whatever his fate in court in The Hague, what's interesting is how different that fate is from his former LRA comrades, who fall under a Ugandan amnesty law. Amnesty means that no matter how many murders or mutilations those other rebels committed, they can walk out of the forest back to civilization and not do a single day in jail. The aim of that blanket amnesty is to lure lesser fighters out of the forest, and in part, it's worked. According to Ugandan reports, Kony's force has dwindled to a few hundred fighters. But because of the ICC indictment, Ongwen doesn't qualify for amnesty. This is the voice of Dominic Ongwen, heard for the first time in a radio address he recorded in a hotel in U.S. custody. In it, he appeals to his former comrades to abandon Kony and accept the amnesty they qualify for.
Just one line from the radio message that he recorded that he says, "All of you out in the bush, you won't believe the bed that I'm sleeping in now," which is just a testament that one of the things that he thinks might help people decide to defect is that, hey, you get to sleep in a bed.
No wonder. It was likely Ongwen's first mattress in 25 years. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.